Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the brighter side of recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. So glad that you are restarting your day here in a positive way. Sherry Gaba's with me. How are you, Sherry?
My favorite hour.
Hi, there you go. Tom, how's it going?
Everything's going well, smooth, Saturday afternoon.
Very good. And we've got Mandy Barron here. He is a passionate advocate for teens in the field of mental health and addiction and from Evolve Treatment Centers.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we've got a really great show for you today. Of course, we are going to be talking about anything that you are waking up from. And we've got all the specialists here. And we hope that you can learn and laugh and love from us. And that's what it's all about here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our first guest is Temple Hayes. And she's going to be talking about her book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. Love that title right there. And then also joining us is Dr. Elizabeth Garrison to talk about her book, Wounds of the Father, A True Story of Child Abuse, Betrayal, and Redemption. And I hope that you stay with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and help us kind of figure out life with us. And that's what it's all about.
And recovery from whatever ails you.
There you go. Recovery of waking up to whatever you're going through. Mandy, what's your thought?
I think it's important to think of recovery as a life process. You know, people attach it just to addiction, and recovery is really just the idea of moving forward and getting your life onto a better path.
Perfect. Exactly. And Mandy, tell a little bit about yourself.
I'm the CEO of Evolve Treatment Centers. We run treatment centers for adolescents 13 to 18 years old, both inpatient and outpatient, and also, you know, work very intensely with families and advocate on behalf of teams.
I love it, and thank you
we
so
love
much,
Mandy.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I've already,
love you
yeah,
guys too.
No, we get a lot of calls, and I'm like, you need to call Mandy and his team, and that's what it's all about.
He's
you
just
know,
so approachable. You know, I met Mandy at a conference. He was standing there, and he was kind of, you know, meeting people and greeting people, talking about his center, and he's just a lovely person.
Yeah, and you can tell.
And it starts at the top.
Yeah, and you're really passionate about what you do, and I love that. So thank you so much for being a part of our show.
I'm blushing over here, so we're all good.
Well, you know, it's important to say this, Mandy, and to the listeners, because, you know, I have worked at many rehabs, and it really does start at the top. You know, the person that is the CEO or owns it or whatever, that's what you're going to see in all the other employees. That's what
you're
going to see.
Well, you're the seed. You're the core.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like
and
a
that,
trickle down.
Yeah, I totally love that. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call to get in touch with any of the people that we're talking to. You can win prizes. We're always giving back to our listeners and to anybody that is listening out there. We are growing our show leaps and bounds, and we're so glad you're here. Our first guest is Temple Hayes, and love the name of your book, When Did You Die? And Temple, are you there?
I am right here with you.
You got
yes.
it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your first book or do you have many?
It's actually my third book, but it's the book that's more pertinent to my life experiences and things that I have learned and found through the years that really work to keep people from being disconnected and drained to actually being energized and impassioned. And that's really why the book came about. It's because I started seeing that there's so many people in our world today, they're just kind of going through the motions and walking around, you know, nearly walking dead and way too weary.
Wow. You know what? I love that. I mean, you know,
I talked a lot about that earlier. In our
yeah,
other shows
I was
today.
Just going to say, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we do have a show from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. And we talked about, you know, really that we are the person in the driver's seat. We don't have to just keep going through the motions. And why do some of us just do that and we don't take control of our own life if things aren't feeling the way we want them to?
Well, yeah, then people wonder why they're, you know, lives aren't working, you know, but they've never really showed up fully engaged, making their own decisions and choices, or having that intuition tell them don't go left, and they keep going left and wonder why things aren't over there on the right side, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it sets out for a lot of people early on in their lives that they give power to everything and everyone around them. And then they just tune right into the TV that kind of tells them this is what you should like and not do and whatever. And I think people become robotic, don't you? Just like they're on, you know, they're just kind of pushing the button and going, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do right now, et cetera. And not really living according to their own being. And life's too precious, you know, it's too amazing.
Mandy, is that something that you find with the kids that you're working with, or what's your thought on this?
I was going to say, like, for the kids, that's exactly what it is. It's the difference between being reactive and proactive.
Mm,
you know, the clients who come to us as well, I hear exactly what you're saying. They show up in treatment. Some of them have been transported by their parents or against their will. And the first thing we tell them is, look, you have an opportunity now to either take your life in your own hands and move forward or continue to have choices made for you. So that sounds wonderful.
What's so interesting about working in recovery, Mandy, and I know you would agree, and Temple, you might even want to share your own journey in recovery, is that when you see somebody enter treatment, their eyes are so dead, they're so vacant, they're like a vessel of what they can become, of their potential, and then all of a sudden they just wake up.
And I have to say firsthand, too, of seeing that, I've had children that have been in rehab, and they're like dead little flowers, or a dead plant, and you start giving them the things that they need, hearing them, really hearing them, because some of the parents, and no offense to any of our parents, because we think we're doing a good job, but we're so busy in this 24/7 world that we're not really hearing what they really need. And so all of a sudden they start getting the right treatments, the right counseling. Maybe it's a depression, maybe it's whatever they're going through. And all of a sudden, oh my God, they start to have a purpose in life. Mandy, is that your thought?
Yeah, no, that's really what it is. And it was in looking at the book, I got the details from you guys earlier, and I was kind of scanning and thinking about it. The biggest challenge that I see a lot of times with adolescents is learning to look at life critically. And you often hear them say things like, well, I'm not spiritual. I'm not whatever. I mean, I myself am an Orthodox Jew, but the centers aren't religious in any way. A book like this, I mean, how would one of, like, say our adolescent read a book like this, how can they connect if they weren't necessarily, spiritual by upbringing or by, intuition?
Well, my affirmative on that is until a person can control their own breath, and when they die with their own consciousness, we are definitely part of something greater than ourselves. And, the example I like to use in the simplicity is I live at the ocean, and you can go to the ocean, and we can all get a cup of water from that ocean. And, we have ocean, and a lot of us can argue and debate and call it liquid. We can call it salt water. We can call it acidic water. Do you know what I mean? We can call it whatever we want, but at the end of the day, it's part of the ocean. And so I think that often people get spirituality, which means a spirit, what we are, confused with religiosity, and they're very different things. Spirituality is the natural aspect of who we are, as we live and breathe and have our being, where religiosity is something that was human made, having very little to do with the greater connection of the whole.
Temple, I love when people share their story, and I know you, and personally, I've talked to you a few times. Would you mind sharing your story? Since this is this is the brighter side of recovery. So, when did you wake up?
Yeah, and I'm a perfect example of what you've been talking about on your show. I was a gifted child. This day and time, I would be called an indigo child. I could read energy. I could see auras and all this stuff when I was a kid. And I was in a small town with Southern Baptist, deep rooted Southern Baptist, being the only accepted religion. And everybody else was, going on a fire ride. And none of that really connected with me. It didn't make sense. So I was the black sheep of the family. At 13 and a half, my grandmother said, I'm so sad I won't be able to spend my life in heaven with you. Imagine telling a 13 and a half year old that. Please. You know what I mean? But because I had felt so rejected, I started to reject myself. It was too hard being different, It was too hard spiritually and sexually standing out that much. And so when I took that first drink of alcohol, I rejected the awareness that it wasn't for me. I went, well, maybe it'll help me fit in. And I tried and tried to do it right, never could get it right. I wrecked a lot of cars. I went to jail twice. I was a full-blown alcoholic in my 20s until I was 29, and I've been sober ever since.
Thank you for sharing that. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We've got Mandy on. Mandy, I know that you had an appointment. Tell us when you need to skip out of here, but we're so glad that you're here with us.
I appreciate it. I have to head out now, but I will be fully available for the next one. I do apologize.
No, that's great. Can you just give everybody your information?
Absolutely. My name is Mendy Barron. I'm the CEO of Evolve Treatment Centers. You can reach me for any questions regarding any type of treatment. We work with, you know, anybody will help you get what you need. I can be reached at mendyb@evolvetreatment.com. And our website is www.evolvetreatment.com. I just want to say I am going to be getting a copy of this book, and it seems really awesome. I mean, the ability to convert something like this to something that a kid can understand without feeling like they're, like you mentioned, the religiosity piece, where they can connect with something spiritual, something higher than self, is really great. I mean, that's what it boils down to for them.
I love
Thank
that.
You, Cindy. And I'd love to hear from you, and I'm glad to have the publisher send some copies to the centers. I think that would be wonderful.
There you go.
We will take them.
That's perfect.
Love connecting people on the Brighter Side of Recovery. And I want to remind everybody to vote. Go to VenturaStar.com and look for Reader's Choice. And let's make Kim Pagano and the Brighter Side of Recovery the number one radio show.
We won last year, and we want to do it again this year. So thank you.
Yeah, go to VenturaCountyStar.com and look for Reader's Choice. And then I just want to remind everybody that Sober Recovery Center is putting on a summit called RecoveryTodaySummit.com. That's RecoveryTodaySummit.com. We have 25 amazing speakers. Actually, Temple Hayes is one of our wonderful speakers. And
Mendy, thank you so much. Temple, can you stay on with us? We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yes, I can.
All right, Mendy, we'll talk to you soon, and thank you again for being who you are.
Have a great day, guys.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Oh, why you look so sad?
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life and in recovery. And we're talking right now, we're talking with Temple Hayes. We're talking about her book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. And it's kind of been the theme of all of our shows today, of really being, you know, in this life and being just living your best life. So I'm so excited to be talking with you. I did want to give away some of our gift certificates and some of our prizes out there that we have. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, we kind of overlooked that because we were so excited about everybody being on. But let's tell everybody what we got.
We do have some great restaurants. How about Lures, a gift certificate there, a $25 gift certificate for Mission Oaks Cafe, very nice, and the Yard House Collection, say yeah, no more, it's the
go.
Best place there,
yeah,
no doubt about it. The California Strawberry Festival is coming up, we have tickets for that. Catch Me If You Can, you know the movie for sure. How about the play? You can see that at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. The 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling, and now Gourmet Food Truck Event, that happens April 18th and 19th. More plays at the Caneo Players. It's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, The Amazing Automobiles, goes through May 1st. That's how it goes here at the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. And I do want to say about the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling is Surfaces, who's one of our advertisers and sponsors here. They are going to be going. They are going to be out there. They're going to have a booth out there. So if there's anything that you're needing to do in your house, go there and check them out, and definitely tell them that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. I would love to give away some Catch Me If You Can, and that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. I've got a couple tickets for you. In fact, let's do a four-pack. Go with a couple couples, and it's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Again, back with Temple Hayes. Temple, are you there with us? And thank you so much for staying on. So when did you die?
I think several times throughout the course of my life. And, of course, we're talking energetically. My sixth grade teacher told my parents I was never going to amount to anything because I talked too much. My cousin died at 13, I was 13 going on 14. He died from a car accident. He was 17 years old. So, you know, those kind of things that happen in our lives, loss of loved ones, loss of self, loss of hope, whatever it is, loss of voice, you know. Loss of assertiveness. So I was always assertive, but growing up in an area that wasn't received, you know, women weren't called nice things when we spoke out for who we were. So it's a wide range of what happens to people. One of the things the last questions I asked in the introduction is, when within the last 24 hours have you not spoken out about something that matters to you?
So
and it could be as much as complimenting someone or telling them you love them or, you know, whatever.
So I know it's really important, you Temple, to be who you are and to open up those parts of yourselves that have been closed off. And we had a conversation about us often someone who has difficulty coming out, sexual identity issues, or the shame that's involved in that process. What are your thoughts about addiction and that community? And how can parents, because, you know, we reach a lot of parents on this show, how can parents talk to their kids about these really important topics?
Well, I think that often there's a disconnect between parents and children in that often I think we have it a little bit backwards. We forget that when children are born, they're filled with wisdom, ancient storytelling, and they can transform us if we will let them. Often children play a part in being a great healer for a parent's energy who has started to forget who he or she is, forgotten how to play, you know, forgotten how to connect with nature. And that's there's so many wonderful things that a child can bring to a parent if they're not too busy controlling, forcing, wanting them to be a certain way. And so that's a big deal. I think that all, we know a lot, but I think often the people do not put enough education and knowledge around what it takes to break the cycle, like Mindy was talking about. We can break the cycle, but in order to get different, we have to do different. We cannot be like my parents and give me sugar and chocolate and cookies for lunch and then get mad at me because I am an addict needing to be fixed.
And I get so angry, just off topic maybe, is that when I meet these parents of adolescents and they come in and they're so upset that their kids aren't getting the top grades, perfect grades. You know, it's like parents are not really getting to know the essence of who their child is.
Well, and that's exactly kind of one of the things that, Sherry and I have talked about for is I've got four children. Each one of them have a different road, a different passion. And you kind of, they're not all cookie cutters. That's just the way, it's not, kids aren't just cookie cutters. It's each one has their different struggles.
Their different brilliance and their different gifts.
Yeah.
Look at you, Temple. You were told that you talk too much, and yet speaking is probably one of your greatest gifts.
It's what I've been doing all my life. I can't leave home without it.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we're talking with Temple Hayes, and her book is When Did You Die? Temple, I know that you you talk about finding true love, and that's kind of one of the things that has been your journey. How did you discover it?
Well, through choosing a lot of things that I didn't want. I think that so many people set out meaning well, best of intentions, looking for some kind of, Hollywood love. When what we're just really creating and manifesting is the believability that love is hard, it's a lot of work, if indeed that's what our parents modeled. Most of us only go with the modeling that we see with other people. What transformed me is when I heard the statement, it's so good, I wish I had thought of it, but I stopped looking for the right person, and I started becoming the right person. Mm. And I was bright enough to know in my own recovery and through my years of recovery that for whatever reason, I was in relationship with people that weren't available, either emotionally or physically otherwise or whatever. And I had to get that's because at that particular time in my unfoldment, neither was I. My feelings, I was not available. My connection, I was not available. And when I got really clear and I did that shift, because I realized, wait a minute, girl, you're way too intelligent to believe that opposites attract. I mean, why do we make it so hard on ourselves? I'm not looking for an opposite so I can convince them that I'm okay. That's how I grew up.
Wow.
Yeah, we're told that's what love is. So then how would you define intimacy?
True love and intimacy, if you look at the word intimacy, it means into me, see? And so, therefore, I accepted and got really clear that once I looked in the mirror and loved the person that I saw and admired and respected all the things I had worked myself into being in my life, I would attract somebody like that in my life, and that's what happened.
I love it. You use the term, dreams are waiting on you to come true. What do you mean by that?
That is a provocative statement that prevents people from, being in God's waiting room, always waiting on the next thing to happen in their life so they can be happy or feel better about themselves.
So meaning when my house gets done, when I lose weight, when I find the right person.
Get that new car.
Yeah, when I meet the man of my dreams, when I have my own TV show, whatever it is. And for me, it was like I felt like, I'm waiting on my dreams to come true. It was like I was putting that cause and effect, I'm putting those things on the sideline on hold. But when I changed it to my dreams are waiting on me to come true, it was about what part of me needs to move forward, what adjustments do I need to make, what psychological things could I do, what therapy could I do to prepare myself for when it comes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Here I am.
So you are the dream.
Yes, exactly. We are all the dream. And when we come true, everything we've longed for, we look around our lives and we go, whoa, look, It's all here.
And it really does show up. And, you know, like we've learned in the program, it always doesn't show up the way we think it's going to show up, but it shows up.
No question. Always, no question. If you had one takeaway from your book, what would it be?
You get what you bring. Mm. You always get what you bring. You're not going to find anything that you're not carrying with you. If you're not excited about your life, you can spend your whole life with, you know, near life experiences and miss just about every one of them. As excited as you are about your life, as excited as life is going to be about you. If you want joy, bring joy. If you want love, bring love. If you want truth, bring truth. It always comes back to, I get what I bring.
You're mirroring whatever you're feeling. I love it. Wow. I would love to talk to you again. I love your book. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Where do we find your book?
At templehaze.com is probably the easiest, or Amazon, but templehaze, H-A-Y-E-S, or amazon.com. Absolutely. And it's been my pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. We're going to definitely have you back. Thank you so much, Temple.
Thank you.
God bless. You have a really great day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Elizabeth Garrison. And we're going to talk about Wounds of the Father, a true story of child abuse, betrayal, and redemption. So stay with us right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in Recovery. And I'd love to put out there a $25 Mission Oaks Cafe. And there's always wine pairings and beer pairings. And it's just a really great place to go eat. So, again, that's Mission Oaks Cafe, and that's over in Camarillo. The phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us.
You know the bed feels warmer.
Devone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451. Or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime. time.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Recovery. And I do want to remind you of, our morning show, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And we're right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I would love to give something away before we get into our next guest. And how about how to succeed in business without really trying? That's playing over at the Caneo Players Theater. And that's March 13th through April 12th. And what they kind of have here is authors of Guys and Dolls, okay, and Power, Ambition, and Greed. Put all those together and how to succeed in business without really trying. So it should be a good one. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Our next guest, Dr. Elizabeth Garrison, and we're going to be talking about her book, Wounds of the Father, A True Story, Child Abuse, Betrayal, and Redemption. Dr. Elizabeth Garrison, are you there?
I am.
Thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks all so much for having me, Kim.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a leading researcher at UCLA's National Center for Child Traumatic Stress, and my research focuses on preventing child abuse and developing effective interventions to help children recover from traumatic events. And, you know, I don't really know too many people that get into the field of psychology that don't have their own story to tell, that there's usually some sort of motivating reason that leads people to get into the helping profession. And so I was no different than that. So my work is really inspired by my own journey and recovery through the traumatic events in my own childhood. And I've spent a lot of time working with teenagers and helping them to heal through creating their own trauma narratives. And so really, I just decided that it was time to tell my own story.
And what is your story? And thank you so much for doing that. You know, this is probably the best part of this show is really everybody's really honest with who they are. And when you're telling your journey and you're telling something that you're going through, it's obviously because, you know, I've said that in our other shows is we all put our problems out there. We all take our own back because that has been our journey. We know how to deal with it. And when we share that, we're sharing something that somebody else is going through.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that that's the best part of having put my story out there is getting all of the feedback from other people saying your story is just like my story.
Did you ever feel like you were alone at first before you told your story?
Definitely. And certainly as a kid, and as a teenager, when I was going through it, I literally didn't think there was anybody else like me on the planet. I didn't think that, first of all, I didn't have any words to describe what I was going through because I experienced, you know, given the abuse and the different things that went on in my childhood home, I experienced a lot of disassociation and a lot of memory loss and vague holes in my memory and just different psychological things that I didn't understand because I was a kid, nor did I have a name for them. And, you know, through telling some of that through a real firsthand account of what that feels like, what that looks like, and how you describe it, that's the overwhelming response that I get to people is that, oh my God, I never had a name for that. And that, or that's exactly what I went through. And I never, you know, I never knew that that's what it was. And I didn't know that that's why I did it. I just thought that I was crazy.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
It's so great having you. And I'm so glad we connected you to the Brighter Side of Recovery.
Me too.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to put your story out there. I know when my book came out, The Law of Sobriety, it took a lot of courage, you know, and I shared my story in the introduction. And you just don't know what people are going to think, how people are going to take your story, what people draw from a story. So I really honor you that you got your story out there.
Thank you. Well, and it's a lot different from writing. You know, you take a risk when you write any creative work and put it out in the world, but it brings it to a whole nother level when the story that you're writing is actually yours. Mm-hmm. So, it brings that fear
sometimes people
to another
don't,
level.
People don't sometimes get what you're trying to say. You know, I mean, you're taking a chance. You're putting something
Absolutely.
Out there. You know, my book was on sobriety. A lot of people thought that I was an addict or an alcoholic, and really what I was sharing is that I did not have to self-medicate anymore. It didn't mean I was an alcoholic. I didn't have to numb out. I could be present to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. Now, is this your first book?
Yeah, this is my first book that's mine. I've done a lot of academic writing in my life, but this is my first, I would say, creative nonfiction.
When you say
work.
Academic, does that
story.
Mean joint?
So it means that I've had a lot of different things published in academic newsletters, academic journals. I've written, you know, things about child treatment in textbooks that have been used in schools. So that's as far as bringing my story into the world. This is the first book that I have that's mine and that's not in the academic realm.
Are you in recovery?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I sobered up for the first time when I was 18, and that's sort of where my book ends off. My book is really sort of a journey throughout my childhood, my early childhood years, and then into my adolescence. And, you know, the book ends with me getting sober. And I stayed sober for 8 years. And then while I was in graduate school, I had a period of time where I was not sober, and then now have been sober for the most part for the last 8 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
When you were writing this book, what was the most difficult part of writing your book?
Well, I think the most difficult part of it was, there was a couple different things. One, I worked really hard at not trying to vilify my parents, which was difficult to do. I didn't want my book to be another, I was abused as a kid, therefore I made all of these mistakes, you know, and to blame my parents for the choices that I had made, and not make them the villains, which was really difficult to do because, you know, I did grow up in an abusive home, and it certainly did play a role, but ultimately the decisions that I made were my decisions.
Do you talk to your family?
I do. It's, you know, I have a son now. I have a 6-year-old little boy, and so since having my son, that's given us something to talk about besides just news, weather, and sports. It's provided a focus of conversation besides just some real surface stuff. But I do have a relationship with my family today, and that's been a really long journey as well.
And do they have a relationship with your son?
My mom does, yes. My son sees my dad maybe once or twice a year. I don't think he's seen him probably for about a year. But he certainly doesn't, you know, I have pretty strict boundaries with my dad as far as, you know, he doesn't get to ever be alone with my dad.
Right, okay.
I'm always there. Yeah. But yes, and that was a really hard decision to make, you know, because my parents are still together. My parents are still together. They've been together over 40 years now.
So are you talking about physical abuse, mental, what kind of abuse?
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up in a very fundamentalist Christian home. And both of my parents were actually high school sweethearts, which I can't even imagine. But so they met in high school, married while my dad was in the military. And both of my parents had very, very, very tumultuous upbringings, pretty horrific upbringings. And they, you know, met when they were very young, got married, started having children. And then I didn't even know that this could actually happen, but they actually got saved by people that came to their door.
Hmm.
The people that not... I can't think of what that religious group is, but there was, and so
Jehovah
they got
Witness
saved.
Or,
yes, uh-huh. yes, but they're not Jehovah's Witness. They are, you know, born again Christians. But what happened was that God got tangled up in all of the justification for everything that went on in my home.
Oh,
so there was a lot of corporal punishment that was done in the name of God. You know, every time that, you know, they had you know, they took classes even of like breaking the will of the child and,
oh,
and
wow.
you know, you have to break the will of the child. So they carved a wooden paddle out of wood, did it themselves, painted it, drilled a hole in it, and it was in our closet in the living room. And so whenever we stepped out of line, or even if we didn't step out of line, even if we just made my dad mad for no reason, that was the paddle that we were paddled with. And before every paddling, my dad would quote scripture, you know, and he would always say that God punishes us because he loves us, and I'm doing this because I love you.
Oh,
and
boy, what a bunch of mixed messages you got.
Yeah. So it was very, very confusing. Yes. The God part that was in all of that was very confusing. So there was a lot of emotional abuse, a lot of psychological abuse, a lot of physical abuse, and definitely, you know, there weren't any boundaries in my home. So, you know, people came into the bathroom and we were showering. There was a lot of leering. There was a lot of looking. There was a lot of inappropriate touching.
What did your family, because you still talk to, you know, did you hold any resentment towards your mom?
I was just going to say, you know, mom obviously didn't protect you, or maybe she was part of the problem
equation. But, yeah.
Absolutely. So when I was a teenager, all of my anger went towards my dad. I absolutely hated him with every fiber of my being. But what shifted when I became an adult and when I got sober is I actually had a lot more of anger directed towards my mom than I did my dad, because, you know, my dad is a sick person, and he has his own demons that he struggles with. And my dad is also very aware that that he is sick, that he struggles with
depression,
not depression, but that he struggles with. I'll give you an example. This is
Please.
The best example that I have. So in shortly before my book came out, I actually wrote letters to both of my parents and was very honest about what I had done and what was in the book. And then it was also very, self-disclosing to them about what had happened in my childhood and how it had affected me. And one of the responses, and both of them wrote me letters back, and the response from my dad was actually the most self-confirming piece of evidence of what my childhood was like. And what he said to me was that, you know, ever since you were a little girl, you know, I would tell myself that your body wasn't mine to enjoy, that your body wasn't mine to touch. And that's,
wow.
You know,
so he was a pedophile.
Yeah. Yes. So, and he was aware of that at some level. I think that,
it's very sad.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we always talk about the brighter side, and I appreciate you sharing your story and your journey with us. How has that made you, if you could help anybody that was going through this today, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that when people ask you what's going on, to tell the truth as best
honesty.
That you can, even if it doesn't make sense, even if you can't articulate that. I think that was such a big issue for me because I was so young. And there were definitely, you know, I spent my adolescence, you know, in and out of treatment centers, foster homes, juvenile facilities, and people were always asking me, what's going on with you? And because I couldn't clearly articulate that, I never said anything.
Well, it sounds like you were disassociated. You also were traumatized, obviously. And so you couldn't say anything possibly because you were just stuck.
Well, and you are
and
stuck.
Frozen.
When you're a teenager, you are stuck. You know, you think that you are because you can't go out on your own. And the times that I went out on my own, I ended up living in my car, you know, and it's very hard. You don't think that you have options.
Right.
You don't want to tear your family apart because you also have siblings. And ultimately, no matter how screwed up our parents are, we still love them. You know, at least I still did, you know, like they were screwed up people, but, you know, there was a part of me that still loved them. And
of course
I didn't know what I would do. And, you know, the sad part about the system is one of the things that they kept doing is even though they, you know, filed orders with Child Protection and did the various, you know, child welfare services programs, they kept sending me back home, mm-hmm. which was very, which added to the confusion for me, because it was like, well, if they think that I'm being abused, because that's what they keep telling me, then why are they sending me back home? You know,
and then, of course, your parents were probably really angry because it was reported. So then you got to go back into that abusive home.
Correct.
So here you are. You have a doctorate. You're a therapist.
I'm not doing therapy currently. I've done thousands of hours in the past. Uh-huh. I work at the National Center for Child Traumatic Stress. And so what I do, I work on the policy level. So I work at developing programs to teach people that have the most interaction with kids and teenagers how to work with kids that have been traumatized. So
wow, how amazing.
Foster parents, because I'm sure you know, Sherry, you know, the bulk of the people that spend the most one-on-one time with kids are not therapists or psychologists, which, you know, they see us maybe 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week. But the rest of the world that they have to function in, they don't have that training. One of the things that we're trying to implement is to build infrastructure where teachers get the training of what to look for, and then once they've spotted it, what to do with it, you know, and training them, you know, foster parents, children's advocates, you know. So I write a lot of curriculum and policy for those programs.
You know, I'm a big proponent of trauma therapy. A lot of times I'll see clients who've had major trauma in their life, and they've never had a therapist that said, oh, my God, we need to do trauma work here. We need to do EMDR, or we need to do somatic work. And so what is your treatment of choice for trauma?
Well, if it's a child, hands down, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy.
And can you explain that for us that don't know that?
Definitely. So trauma-focused CBT therapy, it's the leading treatment of choice for kids and teenagers that have experienced trauma. What it does, because when you experience, and I'm going to try not to get too technical, but when you experience trauma, especially trauma as a kid, trauma isn't stored in our brain the way other experiences and events are stored. It's stored in what's called our reptilian part of the brain, which is our most primitive part of the brain. And basically what that part of the brain is trained to do, that's where our whole flight, fight, or freeze comes into. There's really not any emotional processing, really not any cognitive processing. And so TSCBT, what it does is it works on through the creation of a trauma narrative. And a trauma narrative is the retelling of the different parts and the different moments of the traumatic event. And what it does is it shifts it from that reptilian part of the brain into the areas of the brain, the front part of the brain that handles emotions and thoughts. Hmm. So they're actually able to, you know, emotionally feel, cognitively process what they've gone through.
But it's also stored in our body. So that's why some of the other work, which is what I do, somatic experiencing, is getting energetically that negative energy, toxic energy out of your body.
Yeah. Right, and a lot of times that's hard to do with kids. It's really kind of tough to do with kids.
Because
with
they shut down or they store it and
they don't understand what you're talking about.
And they don't even understand. It's almost we're not talking their language, right?
Right, yes. Because it's very different working with a traumatized child versus a traumatized adult. Because with an adult, you can explain things. But with children, it's very, very different. And so you have to speak their language and you have to meet them at their developmental level. So a four-year-old,
I get that.
You know, no sort of processing. But I'm, you know, when it comes to adults, I'm a huge fan of EI movement. I've done lots of that therapy work myself in therapy, not as the therapist, but as the client. And I've found it to be extremely helpful for my experiences.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Elizabeth Garrison, for sharing your journey and your wealth of knowledge with us. And where do we find your book? I actually haven't received your book yet, but I would love to, you know, get a copy of it. And,
it's on its way.
Okay, perfect.
So it's called Wounds of the Father, A True Story of Child Abuse, Betrayal, and Redemption. And you can order it on Amazon.com. You can order it you know, paperback or Kindle. And then you can also find it at elizabethgarrison.info.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being a guest
today. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show. And Sherry, that went fast, didn't it?
It did. Such amazing guests, courageous guests.
Yeah, just to tell their story. Tom, thank you so much, too. And, of course, thank all of you out there for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show and for being, you know, tuning into us. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and again, this show from 2 to 3. Of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. It always seems impossible until it's done. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.